right. The new video game, The Beatles Rock Band, will be released in stores today. In fact, it started selling, I think, at midnight just a few hours ago. Now, this is the first time the Beatles have allowed their music to be sold in a digital format. In the game, players score points by playing their chosen role with replica instruments. The better you play, the higher your score. Unfortunately, the better you play, not the more money you make. But then again, in real music, you don't have to play well to make money all the time either. Let's face it.
Yeah.
All right, Lynn, you're a Beatles fan, I take it, right?
Of course I'm a Beatles fan. Everyone's a Beatles fan. This is my music.
All right, I'm a little, more than a little green. Lynn gets to actually try out Rock Band. We've got a version of it here in the studio, and what we need is an instructor. Hey, Leo, come on in here. We've got producer, takeaway producer Leo Duran is a self-professed.
You don't think I can do this on my own? You feel that I need a little help?
I have a feeling Leo might be of some good help. Judging from what you said this morning in the prep, I think you need some help.
Let's okay,
All right, Leo, what's this game all about? Rock Band. People have heard of Guitar Hero. What's this game?
Yeah,
all about?
Essentially both of them are video games. It's kind of like you're melding playing guitar plus playing karaoke. So essentially, like, what you'll see on the game is that it'll tell you which buttons to hit at which time. And the better you do, the better scores you get. It's kind of like if you're playing karaoke with your friends. You can either be good or bad. If you hit the notes right, if you sing along with the words at the right time, you'll do better. It's just in this case, you get scores for it.
Karaoke on a fake guitar.
Yeah, essentially. And what's great about this is that you can sing, you can play the bass, you can play guitar or drums. You have like four different options depending on which one you're better at or which one you want
to
really
guitar.
Suck at. Okay.
Okay, Leo's got his...
So I'm going to teach her.
Leo's got his fake plastic guitar in the corner there that he's going to... show Lynn with the color-coded buttons, and we've got Beatles Rock Band up on the flat-screen TV here in the Takeaway Studios.
I think we'll do a twist and shout, so we'll practice while you go about your business.
I just want to point out there's all these cool color buttons, and I basically know how it works in that you follow the colors on the bouncing colors on the screen, but Leo's going to show me the tricks to get this
Don't be too confident before you play along with one of your songs there. You know, there's a huge crowd listening in this game.
You are so mean, and you're so jealous.
I'm a little jealous. All right, so while you guys sort that out, Leo, you sort out Lynn there on Rock Band. I want to turn to Jeff Howe. He's also with us. Now, he's a contributing editor for Wired Magazine and the author of Crowdsourcing. There it is. There goes Lynn. All right. Okay, so Jeff Howe, let me bring you in. Jeff, you're the author of Crowdsourcing, Why the Power of the Crowd is Driving the Future of Business. So Beatles Rock Band, Jeff, why would the Beatles decide to release their music digitally on a video game? You can't download it on iTunes. There are no legal MP3s anyway. So why on a video game like this?
Well, I think there's two reasons, if not more. One is it's a calculated bet that we're seeing isn't just a new genre of video game, but is a whole new platform for experiencing music, for reaching a whole new demographic for the Beatles. And second, I think that you have to look at the story of how this game came into being. There were a lot of personal relationships, and I think that AppleCorp, which is the company that controls the Beatles' interest, sort of fell in love with the Harmonix, the developers behind Rock Band.
So what's the better sell here for the Beatles, do you think? Does this game bring the Beatles to younger people, video game players, or does it bring video games to baby boomers and older folks who like the Beatles?
Video games to older folks.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to believe the Beatles are timeless. I, too, love the Beatles. I'm 38. I mean, I wasn't even around when they were together. I think the core audience for video games, let's call it, 14 to 25, they're not huge Beatles fans.
Huge Beatles fans, do you think?
What's that?
Can they become huge Beatles fans or at least Beatle-likers?
I absolutely believe in the power of Lennon, McCartney, and sometimes Harrison songs to persuade. So sure, some of them, but I don't think that's the big play here.
Okay, Jeff,
from a business perspective.
Let me check in with Lynn and Leo. How's it going over there, guys?
Well, we just switched songs, and I'm, She's
doing a lot better
here's
now.
Here's the problem. I'm doing a lot better, but I can't talk and play at the same time.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll talk play a little bit.
Stop screwing your eyes.
Yeah, you're not seeing my song failed.
That's okay, Lynn. Leo, help her out a little
bit. I'm loving
more.
This.
So Jeff Howe from Wired Magazine, I have to ask if there's a Michael Jackson angle to this, only because he had purchased so much of the Beatles catalog. Does his estate have any stake in this?
Sure, because Sony ATV, which owns the Beatles catalog, will make money. But, you know, that's a publishing stake, which means that whenever a deal is cut, they basically say, sure, thanks, send us a check.
Right.
You know, it's not as if Michael Jackson was leaning on Paul McCartney before his death to make a deal like this. No,
right.
Nothing of the sort.
So what's this game worth in terms of retail sales between now and Christmas? Do we have a sense of what we're talking about here?
Boy, I wish I did. That's not a number, you know, I would care to guess at. I think this game does between moderately well to exceptionally well. I think MTV either breaks even on it, or it really explodes. I don't see it being a disaster, just because if you look at the track record of the Beatles, they always sell well. I mean, everything sells well. I mean, what's amazing about the Beatles is they had one of the best-selling albums of this decade.
Right. All right. Well, Jeff Howe with Wired Magazine, thanks for joining us to talk about Beatles Rock Band, the Beatles' foray into digital music. Jeff is the author of Crowdsourcing, Why the Power of the Crowd is Driving the Future of Business. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your help.
Great. Thank you, guys.
How was it, Lynn?
Well, it was lots of fun. I tell you, the hand-eye coordination is a little tricky, getting the buttons done. And what's really cool about it, though, is that you get to, dare I say this, you get to feel like a Beatle.
You get to feel like a
Beatle. I mean, there you are, just singing along with the guys. And for those of us who love this music, and, you know, I remember driving along, screaming, singing, I Want to Hold Your Hand out of the top of an open Volkswagen and going to the movies. And, wow, this is cool.
All right. Thanks, Lynn. Hey, producer Leo, thanks a lot for helping
Lynn
out.
I'll teach you how to sing on this later, okay?
Sign me up.
Okay.
And we need a couple screaming 14-year-old girls just to make it realistic. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.